Now is the time that we observe the Lord's table as a body. We use this time just as Jesus commanded, as a sober reminder of and proclamation of the body and blood sacrificed by Jesus. In order to aid us in our remembrance, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. We'll be in 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21. Leading up to our verses, Paul had just told the Thessalonians that God had entrusted him with a message of reconciliation. To be reconciled is simply to have one's relationship made right. A need for reconciliation, then, presupposes that there is a relationship that is not right. The message that God has for us is not a message that everything is all right. It's not a message that everything is okay. The message that God has for us is that everything between us is not okay. Everything is upside down and backwards. Everything is wrong. The relationship between God and man is naturally broken. It's severed by sin to the point that it must be reconciled. You have, on one hand, you have the God of the universe who demands perfect holiness. And on the other hand, you have depraved, rebellious men who want nothing more than to set their own course and to rule themselves. We cannot possibly overstate the need for reconciliation. The need for reconciliation is irrespective of era, culture, ethnicity, gender, or social status. The need for reconciliation extends to every person ever born, past, present, and future. This is simply a part of our human condition. The need for reconciliation cannot be escaped. How can we be reconciled, and how have many of us already been reconciled? We read in 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21. Paul writes, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Paul tells us at the beginning of verse 20 that the message he is about to share with the Thessalonians is God's appeal made through Paul. God has a message that he wants them to hear, and the message will come through these verses. Paul then tells us that this is not only God the Father's appeal, but that he is imploring them on behalf of Christ. He's saying that God the Father has an appeal for you, and Christ himself is imploring you to listen. Paul can't emphasize this very much more than he is here. He has a message directly from God, appealing to them, even imploring them to listen on Christ's behalf. This all-important message is short, but it's so fundamental. This message encapsulates much of our doctrine. The all-important appeal from God is this: be reconciled to God. Paul then provides some very important explanation, but the crux of the message is simply that: be reconciled to God. Your relationship with God is broken, and it must be reconciled. And if we suppose that we don't have the power to reconcile our own relationship with God, then we're starting in the right place. We have no power, we have no ability, and we have no hope to reconcile our relationship with God on our own. We are made enemies of God by our sin, by our vulgar, subversive desires. Our relationship with God is broken because we don't naturally love and worship God for who he is. This is not something that we can fix on our own. Any feeble attempts to make ourselves right before God amount to filthy rags. Our attempts to justify ourselves are not helpful. They're not even neutral. Any attempt to make yourself right before God only puts you more in debt before him. On our own, we are hopeless and helpless rebels. We must find hope, then, in the knowledge that we are not told to reconcile our relationship, but to be reconciled. God sent his son Jesus to be murdered on a cross, taking on himself the sins of the world in order that we might live and be declared righteous by God. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah predicted in the Old Testament, died so that we may live and be reconciled to God. His body was crushed, his blood was shed, only to conquer death, all in order that we might be reconciled to God. This is the picture of communion, a great exchange. The only one who does not intrinsically deserve punishment, taking on himself the punishment of those whose lives demand punishment. We are reconciled through the death of Christ. This is the ministry of reconciliation. showing us the power of God through Christ to reconcile us to him. To the believer, what a relief. We no longer stand unreconciled to God. You have received the last thing that you deserved. You have been reconciled to God through none of your own good, but through the body and blood of Jesus. God handed over his only Son, a near incomprehensible thought, for us. Jesus took on himself the sins of the world. His body was submitted to torture, humiliation, beating, eventually murder, for us. And Christian, this was not in response to any goodness found in you. This was in response to a wicked, rebellious, hateful, murderous attitudes and actions. God crushed his Son, who deserved none of this, in order that Jesus might be sin, so that we would be declared righteous. Verse 21 is beautiful. God made his only Son, the perfect, sinless Christ, to bear the burden of our sin in order to declare us righteous. And why did he do it? Well, look at the beginning of verse 21. He did this for our sakes. If you've not been reconciled to God and you're with us today, we welcome you. It's important that we let you know that your sins will be paid for. They'll be paid for either through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross or in final judgment. My plea to you is just as Paul's is. Be reconciled to God. Confess your sin and submit your life to God. Experience reconciliation. Please speak with me or one of the elders or whomever brought you if you have any questions about this. But if you will not be reconciled to God, we ask that you would let the bread and the juice pass, as this is a time of remembrance for those who have been reconciled. Christian, drink this juice and eat this bread, remembering the reconciliation that you have through Jesus. Reflect on this and rejoice. Search your heart for sin, confess it, and again, rejoice in this reconciliation that we have, and take the elements as your heart is prepared. Men, if you would come forward.